Hello and good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion and be brief? Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you.
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote? Okay, thank you, ma'am, and very kind of you for taking time to help me. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote, probably, 50-50,
yes.
Or you will not vote?
No, I know what I'm going to vote for.
Okay, certain to vote or probably?
Positive.
Positive, okay. Now, I appreciate you taking the time to help me, moving right along. Just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
76.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way up. I'm sorry, but what racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African, American? Thank you. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. One number.
10.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job? How about Joe Biden as a president? Approve or disapprove? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay, how about Donald Trump as former president? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat? Okay. How about Sherrod Brown as a senator?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And Mercy Kaptur as a congresswoman?
Strongly approve.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, now I'm going to read you the list of public figures and institutions. After each, please can you indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, and if you have not heard of that person or institution or not familiar with them, just let me know, okay? How about Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Barry or somewhat?
Barry.
Thank you. And Donald Trump?
I don't favor him.
Okay, Barry unfavorable?
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden? Favorable or unfavorable?
Extremely favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. How about First Energy? Do you have an opinion about them?
Let me yell to my husband. First Energy, is that the one in Ohio or is that...
It should be in Ohio because we do this in the community of what? So.
Well, I don't approve of the people that are in jail for that ran it, but there's some in jail now that are doing time. They took millions from people.
Understood.
The service is fine. You know.
Okay. So how should I record your answer so we can move right along? Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I'd say, let me ask my husband.
Okay, take your time.
I'm on a survey here. How would you rate Ohio, what is it, Ohio?
First Energy. First Energy.
First Energy in Ohio.
If you have an opinion.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
I'd say probably very because they took...
Very, okay. How about Republicans in Congress in general, to the best of your knowledge? Do you have an opinion? Favorable, unfavorable?
Yeah. No, very unfavorable.
Okay. And Marcy Kaptur, do you have an opinion?
Extremely favorable. I know.
Very. Okay. Derek Merrin. Derek Merrin, do you recognize the name? Okay. Thank you, and I appreciate your patience, ma'am. Now, if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Democrat. Okay.
And if the election for Senate were held today, and the candidates were the Democrat, Sherrod Brown. And Republican Bernie Moreno, from whom would you vote? Sherry, okay.
No,
thank
no,
you.
No. You don't want Moreno. No.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, from whom would you vote? The Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And if there is a chance that you may consider voting for Republican Derek Marine, or would you say there is no chance that you will consider voting? Okay, thank you, ma'am.
I would never vote for him. No.
I understood. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. And these are things that you may hear during the campaign, okay, ma'am? Now, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely, or it does make no difference?
Positively likely that I would do Marcy Kaptur. She's done a lot for our community, bringing businesses into our community.
Okay, so it makes no difference, right?
I don't believe the stuff about the immigration. I don't with the immigrants coming in. No, I don't.
And
to make things true, my family was an immigrant and came over to the United States.
And I understand, ma'am, and I appreciate you letting me know. But like I said, this is things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? And they just want to know. It would make no difference to you, right? Are we more likely or not true? Those are the chances.
I would be positive voting for her, yes.
Okay. More likely, okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, can you please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference? And if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, and if you don't think it's true, please say so, okay? Now,
a Democrat or Republican?
Well, it's a Republican, okay? I
understand
that.
You don't even have to waste your time answering me.
No. And I understand, man.
I can't take time because I'm fixing supper and I've got to feed five people here.
Okay.
I would not vote for him.
Understood.
Any Republicans, I would never vote for.
And I would love to record your answer, man. This is just a study. May I call you back after you finish dinner, maybe in about an hour or so? Will that be okay so we can continue?
Probably not because I'm going to be outside. No, I won't. But if you want my opinion.
Yes, ma'am.
I am a very democratic person.
Understand.
I believe in all the things. I want my rights for women. I want immigrants to be able to come into the United States and proceed.
And they're going to talk about that at the end of the study about protecting abortion rights and all that. But again, you made it very clear, ma'am. I do want to thank you for your patience, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.